If second place means the candidate who came in second place in terms of total contributions, that honor goes to former Urban League of Northern Virginia President Laverne Chatman. But if second place means the second largest war chest of cash on hand, the answer is radio personality Mark Levine. Then again, if the silver medal goes to the candidate who took in the second largest amount of total receipts, that distinction belongs to former Navy pilot Bruce Shuttleworth. All three of those candidates have something in common.
If you have to drop a lot of your own money into a race, that suggests that you're not likely to be successful.
That's Stephen Farnsworth, political science professor at the University of Mary Washington.
It suggests to potential donors that you either don't need or can't get money. And it also doesn't really allow you to campaign as having the common touch.
Chatman contributed $100,000 to her campaign. Levine loaned his campaign $250,000. And Shuttleworth loaned his campaign $330,000. Alexandria Mayor Bill Yule says that puts him in second place if the measure is contributions from supporters. Quentin Kidd is a professor at Christopher Newport University.
The candidate who's been able to raise the money from contributors is more credible than the candidate who has had to loan his or her campaign a large amount of money in order to be in that list of people who've raised, you know, whatever the threshold amount of money is that people look at them and say they're legitimate contenders.
The race features 10 candidates jockeying for position in a district dominated by Democrats. So the politics leading up to the June primary are high stakes and top dollar. Reporting from Alexandria, I'm Michael Pope.